Chapter 29. Fear comes from an unbelieving heart. This book is filled with hundreds of promises from God that will help whenever you are tempted to be afraid. You must have absolute faith that your loving Father will do exactly what His Word says He will do. Refuse to allow doubt and unbelief to obtain a foothold in your mind and your heart. You will block God's mighty power from working on your behalf if worry, fear, doubt, and unbelief dominate your thinking. Unbelief is so powerful that it blocked Jesus from performing healing miracles in His hometown of Nazareth. Quote, Jesus left there and went to His hometown, accompanied by His disciples. When the Sabbath came, He began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard Him were amazed. Where did this man get these things? They asked. What's this wisdom that has been given Him, that He even does miracles? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this His Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us? And they took offense at Him. And Jesus said to them, only in His hometown, among His relatives, and in His own house is a prophet without honor. He could not do any miracles there except lay His hands on a few sick people and heal them. And He was amazed at their lack of faith. Unquote. Mark 6, verse 1 through 6, NIV. Jesus had been performing supernatural healing miracles in many different places. He must have had a strong desire to heal people in Nazareth who had been His friends and neighbors for many years. However, these people knew Jesus so well that they did not look at Him as the Messiah. Instead, they saw Him only as the carpenter who had lived with them for many years. They did not have faith that Jesus would be able to perform great miracles for people in Nazareth who were very sick. Jesus spoke of the lack of faith then, but after Jesus overcame death and ascended to heaven, His brother James became a leader in the early church in Jerusalem. James spent so much time in prayer that his knees were described to be like those of a camel. Jesus' brother Jude wrote the letter in the New Testament bearing his name. Be encouraged about your family members coming to know Jesus Christ and live eternally in heaven. Never give up on anyone. Always keep praying. The power of unbelief is evident in the above scripture in the Gospel of Mark. The Bible gives another example of the spiritual power of unbelief regarding a journey that the Israelites took in the wilderness. The Israelites had seen the waters of the Red Sea part miraculously. They had seen many other miracles performed by God. Nevertheless, they took 40 years to make a trip that should have taken only 11 days. Quote, it is only 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea on Canaan's border. Yet Israel took 40 years to get beyond it. Unquote. Deuteronomy 1 verse 2, Amplified. Why did the Israelites take so long to get through the wilderness? Why did they travel in a circle for 40 years? Unbelief prolonged their journey. They did not have complete trust in God, but instead complained and questioned. You must not make this mistake. Quote, take care, lest there be any one of you a wicked, unbelieving heart, which refuses to cleave to, trust in, and rely on Him, leading you to turn away and desert or stand aloof from the living God. Unquote. Hebrews 3, verse 12, Amplified. The word cleave means to cling tightly to. Cling tightly to God. Immerse yourself in His Word. Trust God completely. Do not allow unbelief to get into your heart to cause you to turn away from God. This verse urges you to not make the same mistake the Israelites made in the wilderness. God has warned you to be careful that you do not have a wicked and unbelieving heart. The word wicked refers to unbelief. God does not want anything to keep you from believing in and trusting Him. Do not allow worry, fear, and unbelief to block God in your life. Your Father wants you to have absolute faith that He will bring you safely through adversity, just as He has repeatedly promised. However, your trust must be in God, in Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Speak to God in faith that is solidly anchored upon specific promises in His Word. Moses chastised the Israelites because they did not trust God. He said, quote, "Yet in spite of this word, you did not believe, trust, rely on, and remain steadfast to the Lord your God," unquote. Deuteronomy 1 verse 32 Amplified. The disciples who had watched Jesus perform many miracles also allowed unbelief to get into their hearts. Quote, "Even though He had done so many miracles before them, right before their eyes, yet they still did not trust in Him and failed to believe in Him," unquote. John 12, verse 37, Amplified. You must not allow your faith in God to waver. Faith in God never remains constant. If your faith in God is not increasing, it is decreasing. Your faith in God will increase steadily if you obey your Father's instructions to meditate day and night on His Word. You must not be like the Apostle Thomas, who had to see before he believed. Thomas refused to believe that Jesus had been resurrected from death because he had not seen the resurrected Christ. Jesus appeared to Thomas, quote, "Then He said to Thomas, 'Put your finger here. See My hands. Reach out your hand and put it into My side. Stop doubting and believe.' Thomas said to Him, 'My Lord and my God.' Then Jesus told him, 'Because you have seen Me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.'" Unquote. John 20, verse 27 through 29, NIV. Thomas relied completely on his senses. He only believed when he was able to touch Jesus and see that He actually had risen from the dead. Do not let the words that Jesus spoke to Thomas apply to you. The words, "Stop doubting and believe," will apply to you if you allow Satan's demons to influence you with fear. Jesus wants every aspect of your life to be solidly anchored upon your deep, strong, and unwavering faith in Him. Quote, "We walk by faith. We regulate our lives and conduct ourselves by our conviction or belief, respecting man's relationship to God and divine things, with trust and holy fervor. Thus we walk, not by sight or appearance," unquote. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, Amplified. The words, "not by sight or appearance," apply to you if you allow the circumstances that you face, no matter how difficult they may seem, to cause you to be afraid. Refuse to dwell on whatever problems you face. Focus continually on God and His Word. See 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, Psalm 16, verse 8 and 9, Proverbs 4, verse 25 through 27, and Isaiah 26, verse 3. Meditate day and night on God's promise. In chapter 8, we studied 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13 in the Amplified Bible. You saw that this verse says that the Word of God is effectually at work in Christians who believe. exercising its superhuman power in those who adhere to and trust in and rely on it. God's supernatural promises are much more powerful than any problem you will ever face, no matter how severe the problem may seem. Trust God completely to do exactly what He has promised to do. If you have renewed your mind each day in God's Word and meditated day and night on the Holy Scriptures, you will know what the Bible says that God will do. Quote, "Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Unquote. Hebrews 11, verse 6, King James. The word impossible in this verse is very important. You can try to please God with many things that you do, but your actions will be ineffective if you do not trust Him completely. Are you a parent? Think of how you would feel if your children did not trust you. Your father feels the same. He has instructed you to consistently study and meditate on His Word to learn His promises. He wants you to have absolute faith that He will fulfill His plan, His purpose, and His promises. Quote, "Whoever leans on, trusts in, and is confident in the Lord, happy, blessed, and fortunate is he." Unquote. Proverbs 16, verse 20, Amplified. The word "whoever" applies to you. If you lean on God, trust God completely, and have absolute faith and confidence in Him, you will be blessed abundantly. God said, quote, "The just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." Unquote. Hebrews 10, verse 38, King James. The word "just" refers to you if Jesus Christ is your Savior. You are just because you have been justified before God because Jesus has paid the full price for all your sins. God looks at you just as if you had never sinned. Your Father instructs you to live by faith. He does not want your words and actions when you face adversity to indicate that you do not trust Him. If you really trust God, you will live by faith. Your faith in God will be deep, strong, absolute, and unwavering. See our book, Unshakable Faith in Almighty God. Do not allow fear, doubt, or unbelief to cause you to draw back. If you do draw back, you clearly indicate that you do not trust God. Live in the favor and joy of the Lord by trusting God with all your heart.